Music right there from Father John Misty's latest album. Before that, we had Gold Frap, and you're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Good evening. I'm Juliette Fromhold, your host from now until 11 o'clock. So very happy to be with you this evening. We have quite a night of live music, starting off with a band that I heard such good buzz about, and then I got their EP in my hands, and we've been playing it on the show. They just released an album. They've been on tour in support of that, and they are swinging by the studios before they leave on the second leg of their tour. So we're going to get to know them here in just a little while, but first we're going to hear some live music from Lung. Take it away, you guys.
Haunting, haunting, now I'm
Young live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome, you guys. So happy to have you here.
So happy to be here. Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I feel like this has been a bit of a long time coming. So I'm curious how you guys got started out, because I know how I first heard about you guys. It was from several people that are standing in the studio hanging out as our de facto audience. I had Nick Kazernis and Zach Bailey both kind of tag team calling me and texting me and Facebook messaging me saying, "Oh my God, have you heard of Lung? Because you need to hear Lung. We're going to like drive you the EP because it's amazing and you need to know about these guys." And I put it in and I was like, "Whoa, yes, okay." So how did this all get started?
First, it should be noted that it is Zach Bailey's birthday in 3 hours.
So happy birthday. Happy birthday, Zach Bailey.
Second, we got together because we were in other projects and we liked each other musically and personally as friends. And then we started playing music together and it was good. So we continued to do it.
Yep.
I like it. That's an easy explanation for a band forming. So I know you had the EP and you just released the album, Bottom of Barrels. When did you start recording it? How long was that kind of in the mix?
Oh man, we actually recorded the EP and the full length on the same day. The EP is basically like a shortened version of the album, and it's slightly differently mixed, but But we recorded that about a year ago.
1 year ago, exactly.
Because we decided it'd be fun to like quit our jobs and be really poor and go on tour. And in order to do that, we needed like some music out quick. So we plan on recording like 4 songs. And then we were recording with John Hoffman, who's like really excellent.
You recorded
sound
13 songs
engineer.
In 1 day.
Yeah, it was kind of.
That's quite the day.
It was a long day, but it was a fun. It was a good day.
Yeah.
And when you were going in, sort of with that intention of recording, and I know the EP and the album, they are different mixes. Did you find that through that kind of marathon day of recording, were the songs evolving throughout that studio experience, or did that kind of come in the mixing later? Or?
I definitely, like, I think the thing that evolved the most, because, like, the forms of the songs were pretty down, like, I did a lot of random harmonies on top of things. So that was probably the biggest difference.
There were a few random things that changed a little bit, but nothing significantly. Like, it sort of made them go from teenage songs to adult songs, you know?
Teenage songs.
They grew up, but not that much.
Well, geez, Daisy.
They grew up just enough.
Do you hate teenagers? I don't understand.
I don't know. Nothing.
I'm saying the growth stage of the song. Yeah, like an almost all the way grown song, and then it became.
It's legal now.
The songs are legal.
There you go.
For sure.
The songs can vote.
There you go. So you guys released the album, and you've been out on tour for quite a bit, and you're home in this moment, but very soon, like tomorrow, you're headed back out on the road. What's it been like doing these long stretches?
Really, 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 really fun.
Yeah.
It's so great. Like, I love it. We've been home for 2 weeks, and like, I thought that it wouldn't be enough time to be home. But like now it's it's definitely a little bit of a long time to be home. Like 2 weeks is cool, but
you're ready.
I'm definitely, yeah. Love Cincinnati, but it's fun to be in a different spot every day and to like hear so many different artists and musicians every day, like in different cities. It's really cool.
And when you're going back on the road for another, is it 4 weeks?
Something like that.
And then what does the summer look like for you? Are you doing more road gigs, or going to stay pretty close to town, or kind of see what happens?
We are going to do both.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're going to
be home and be out.
We also are most likely going to record another full length this summer. So
nice.
That'll be fun. That'll be a good time.
Very nice. So you guys are just... You're doing the thing. You said you wanted to, like, you know, make the music, go out on the road, have the album, and it sounds like in kind of a whirlwind, 2017 is the year.
Oh yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Well, if folks want to get their hands on the album, it's called Bottom of the Barrel. Where should they go to do that?
Should go to one of our shows.
That's probably the easiest way. Yeah. We put it out ourselves, so we have very spotty distribution. It's just wherever we are.
Yeah. But also we have it. You can stream it on Bandcamp.
You can download it too.
And you can download it from there and listen to it on Spotify and stuff like that.
So go to the internet or come find us.
Or both.
Or both, yeah.
Or both. Or I think Shake It in Cincinnati has some copies, and Black Plastic has some copies.
Excellent, excellent. And if folks want to see you in the Miami Valley, you're going to be at Blind Bob's toward the end of June?
June 29th with Dirty Socialites.
Nice, nice. That'll be a great, great opportunity to see you guys and get your hands on the album. And we've also got links up to Lung's Bandcamp page and their website, as well as their Facebook page at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Go there and connect with them. Get your hands on the digital version of the album, and then just go ahead and pick up a physical copy as well when you come see them either out on their tour in the world or at Blind Bob's on June 29th. What do you think? Shall we do some more live ones?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, all right. We've got Lung in the house. And as I mentioned before, their new album, it's a full length. It's called Bottom of the Barrel, available in the digital places as well as at their shows. All the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. But don't go running off to the internet just yet, because these guys have some more live music for you. Take it away.
And I know life is better when it hurts me, and it hurts a little harder with you. But I just keep on searching just to find love at the bottom of the bed, of the bed. Oh. Thank you.
live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Thank you, guys. That was awesome.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us. This has been great.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Check out Lung's new album. It's called Bottom of the Barrel. Available now. We've got links up to get it at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And mark your calendars for June 29th. They're going to be at Blind Bob's right in the heart of downtown Dayton. And they are getting ready to go on tour. So if you're a bit farther flung, take a look at their Facebook. They've got all their dates up there and maybe coming to a city near you. Guys, thanks again so much. This was such a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
This is awesome.
This is great.
We're going to go back into the recorded music here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. And stick around. We have more live music coming up tonight. R-Ring is in the house. We're going to get them set up and sound checked as we do a quick studio switchover. And then they'll be playing for us as well. In the meantime, here's music from Future Islands.
Seems like